Hello, hello, my friends. Patrick here. Back for another rest day, where I reflect on the last few episodes of Open Gym. In offering these short thoughts at the end of the month, I aim to see what lessons, ideas, and tactics I can tease out, explore, and ultimately implement into my own work and the coaching I do with gym owners, entrepreneurs, and change makers. If you want more of this kind of thing, I do send out 3 short emails a week with thoughts on branding, leadership, and making change. The link to sign up for them is in the show notes. This month, we've had 3 very different conversations on the show. The first, an interview with John Lavelle from CrossFit by Overload about the seniors-only program they're developing at the gym. The second is with John Feynman, a young man building a program in inner-city Boston that aims to pull kids from the streets into the gym and onto more meaningful work. The third is a conversation with CrossFit Flagstaff co-owner, Dr. Mike Ray, about the steps and precautions they've taken to welcome members back into the gym in the middle of a pandemic. At first glance, there doesn't seem to be much connective tissue beyond the obvious between these 3 conversations between these 3 gentlemen and their pursuits. But upon reflection, I began to see evidence of a fundamental ingredient of leadership that is present in each. That ingredient is the ability, as the writer Marty Neumeier has said, to see what might be, but so far isn't. It's the willingness to move forward despite the gap, the tension, and the risks that lie between the safety of the status quo and the possibility of a better way. For John Lavelle, I see it in his openness to working with a population perhaps the polar opposite of the one he is most comfortable welcoming into the gym, and in their attitude of improvisation as they learn how to do it well. For John Feynman, I see it in his insistence to recognize potential where so many people merely cast judgment, and a dogged determination to close the gap between what he thinks should be and what actually is. For Dr. Ray, I see it in his thoughtful reluctance to reopen the gym too quickly, and their willingness to take a deep breath to ensure they weren't welcoming members back simply because they could, but because they felt they could do so safely. This ability to see what isn't yet is often what separates managers from leaders. It requires creativity, and it demands courage. Creativity to see what others can't or won't, and courage to act despite not having all the answers yet. To lead and to make change, we need always to be developing these complementary muscles. We need to never settle for what is. We need to never wait for somebody else to fix what we see as broken. As Seth Godin says, if we want to make things better, it's up to us to make better things. I've come to see doing that as equal parts creativity and courage, both of which, it's worth pointing out, are skills, despite too often being considered traits that some select few are born with. After all, they require only the space to ask questions, the readiness to step into the answers, the patience to learn from the results, and the resilience to start again. Which is to say, they require only time and intention and repetition. Whoever gives those in pursuit of closing the gap between what might be, but so far isn't, will ultimately be the ones who make all the difference. As we stumble through and eventually exit these upside down and backwards times that we are living in, I am confident that those who invest the time, who act with intention, and who continue to show up day after day will write the future. Here's hoping you will choose to be among the very few who put pen to paper. Thank you as always for listening to Open Gym. If you'd like to read a version of this, a link to it is in the show notes. Open Gym is part of the Morning Chalk Up Podcast Network. My name is Patrick Cummings. Until next time, my friends, stay strong.